Demonstrators say the treatment of black Americans that's the subject of protests here and across the country is something familiar to all of them, no matter their circumstances. That's the same message commentator and Emerson College president Lee Pelton delivered in a letter to his school this week.
I didn't sleep last Friday night. Like a moth to a flame, I couldn't stop watching the video of George Floyd's murder. What I saw was a legalized lynching. The white police officer who knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck was so callous, so casual in his dehumanization. To that officer, Mr. Floyd was invisible. He was the invisible man that Ralph Ellison described in his novel of the same name. The truth is, black Americans are invisible to most of white America. We live in the shadows, even those of us like me who sit at the table of bounty. But Floyd has a history. All black men do, and so do I. My mother and both of my grandmothers cleaned houses for white folks. While visiting family in Arkansas in the 1970s, I had to go to the back alley of a restaurant to order food. I've been called the N-word by white people in every state I've ever lived. I've been pulled over for driving while black more times than I can count. And once I was stopped 20 feet from my house by two white police officers in their cruiser, the searing heat of their spotlight on the back of my neck, guns drawn on either side of my car. Years ago, when I was president of another university, two teenage boys drove up on the sidewalk to block my path home because they said I looked like a suspected burglar. What happened to George Floyd is not new. Racial violence has been a part of American life for hundreds of years through slavery and Jim Crow. James Baldwin wrote, "Any real change implies the breaking up of the world as one has always known it, the loss of all that gave one an identity. The end of safety. Black folks are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So any words of comfort for me now would absolve too many people of their silent complicity. This is not a black problem. It's a white problem. It's a structural issue built on white supremacy and centuries of racism. Until white Americans understand that and accept responsibility, we are doomed to repeat this week's tragedies over and over again. The most important question is, what are you going to do?"
Lee Pelton is the president of Emerson College. His letter appears in Cognoscenti, the opinion and ideas section of WBUR.org.